Hey there, and welcome to the Do Life Big podcast. This podcast is going to be your jam if you want to live to your full potential and don't believe in half-assing anything in your life. If we want to do life big, that means we've got to get out of our own way because we only have this one shot to make it awesome. I'm your host, Kathy, and I'm a mom of three whose BFF is Cold Brew, a retired school teacher turned online entrepreneur and an author. I'm loud, bold, and will always keep it real. I'm determined to live my best freaking life possible, and I'm here to help you do the same. I'll be packing this podcast with tips, motivation, inspiration, and strategies to finally get you where you want to go. And we will have a ton of laughter along the way because, let's be honest, we can't ever take ourselves too seriously, right? I'm so excited you are here with me today. Now let's get this party started. Hey, what's up, my friend? And welcome back to another episode of Do Life Big. I am so excited to have you here today. Hey, before I forget, in case you didn't hear and you're listening to this in live time right now, I didn't want you to miss out on this completely free one-hour workshop that I am going to be hosting on March 13th and March 14th. You can choose which date and which time you'd like to join. We have March 13th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on March 14th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am running Unleash Your Business Potential Workshop. I only open up this free training three times a year. This is going to be a jam-packed training, complete gold. If you are an entrepreneur, if you are someone who has just gotten into business and you so badly just, you know that you want to go big, you want to build that six or seven figure business, you want to build that six figure business this year and you want to fast track your success to that level, this is for you. This is also for you if you've been in business before and you found yourself at an income plateau and you feel like you've done all the things. You've been working harder, you've been working longer, you've been diving into more PD, investing into business trainings, and nothing is moving the needle in your business. This training is for you. And it's also for you if you're someone who is considering starting a business on the side. So if that's you, Unleash Your Business Potential. You can go to kathyreuter.com/unleash and register. It's totally free. It's going to be 1 hour. We have entrepreneurs from all over the world joining us live, and I cannot wait. So I hope to see you there. All right, let's dive into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be short and sweet, and we're going to talk about this whole idea of, are you really going all in your business? Are you really treating your business like a business versus treating it like a hobby? And I'm going to share with you some stories that I've had over the last 10 years of being an entrepreneur myself and working with thousands of other online entrepreneurs in the health and fitness industry. One key determining factor that stood out to me that was the differentiator, one of the differentiators between the entrepreneurs who went on to build six or seven figure businesses and the ones who just seem to struggle and stay stuck and not be able to really move that needle in their business was the way that they would talk to themselves, the things that they would say to themselves about their capabilities in business. For example, I've heard a lot of people say things like they start their business. You know, most of the people that I work with, they are already working a job. They're doing the business on the side. They really want this business to work so that the business can be their full-time income, or they've just quit that corporate job and now they're going all in and 100% of their attention and time and focus is on their business. And when I talk to them, they say things like, now not everyone, but some of the ones, these are the ones who remain kind of stuck at that level there that can't seem to see the success that they want. They'll say things like, I mean, I'm going to try the best I can. I hope that this works out for me. Or they'll say things like, I'm just going to give it all I got. I mean, it is what it is. If it works out, great. If it doesn't, then I'll just go back to my teaching job, or then I'll just go back to my corporate job. There's a big difference between those entrepreneurs and the entrepreneurs who I've worked with who have said, this is going to work for me. This has to work for me. This will work for me. There is no plan B. So the first thing that I want to talk to you about here about going all in on your business is really having the belief that 100% with unwavering faith, belief that you are going to make it. Now, some people don't even realize that they're doing this, but the words that you say to yourself, the way that you talk to yourself, your thoughts that you have about what you are capable of doing dictates your outcome. And even just the slightest little tweak in the words that you say will make all the difference. So for someone who's saying, I'm going to try my best, I just hope it works out, but if it doesn't, then I'll do this. Well, when you do that, I like to say that this is called wishy-washy words, right? They're very inconsistent. They're wishy-washy. It's lacking confidence, lacking belief. And when you talk that way to yourself, your brain on the daily now automatically looks for ways to not treat your business like a business. It automatically looks for ways to not have it work out in your favor. You end up becoming more inconsistent in your business. You end up lacking energy and enthusiasm in your business. And let's just face it, everything in business boils down to your energy around it. You tend to get into business and do your work on the daily, even if it's the income-producing activities, lacking that inspiration, lacking that confidence, lacking that belief. And that is everything. And the people who come in and they're in business and they're like, this is happening. I don't care what it takes. I don't even know what I'm doing, but I am going to figure it out. This has to work for me and my family because of XYZ. They come in, they have their blinders on, they don't get distracted by anything else. They are super intentional, extremely focused, extremely consistent, and they come at their business every single day with this energy that you just cannot match when you're someone who's sitting here saying, I hope it's going to work. I really want it to work, but I'm not sure if it's going to, but I'm going to give it all I got versus, oh, this business is working for me. I am going big with this business. This is my year. You just cannot compare the two. So my first piece of advice and tip to you, if you maybe want to see that fast success or you're not seeing the success that you want, or maybe you're looking around at other people thinking, how the hell are they having all this success right now? But I'm not. I'm doing the work. Think about that. How are you talking to yourself? If somebody asks you a question about your business and how you're doing, are you enthusiastic and excited about it? Or are you like, oh, I mean, it's going all right. You know, it is what it is. Huge difference. So the first thing that you can do is change the way that you're talking about yourself and your business. Literally, I do this to myself. I have sticky notes all over my bathroom mirror. Take out a sticky note and write down whatever it is that you want to happen in your business, however you want to be as an entrepreneur, that confident, successful, thriving entrepreneur that has momentum and excitement and energy, and write it down. I am the CEO of a 6 or 7 figure business, whatever it is. I have so much energy. I attract abundance. This business is working for me. I am so proud of myself. Write it down. And you have to say that to yourself every single day. So that's the first tip, is to just to tweak your wording a little bit. This is the big difference between people who treat their business and showing up to their business on a daily as a non-negotiable versus someone who's just making it negotiable, very inconsistent, more of like a hobby. Major difference in the outcomes that you're going to get. So check the wording, check your thoughts, check the way that you're talking to yourself about what you're capable of doing. The next thing that I saw as I was working with all these entrepreneurs and my students in the past is that the entrepreneurs who are having consistent income growth year after year in their business, and it just seems like things are happening effortlessly for them and it's easy and it's just, gosh, they just must have been made for this, right? You might have thought that about someone in the past. I've noticed this. They don't give themselves a plan B. And I'll even think back to myself and tell you a story about myself. When I first got into business over 10 years ago and I knew nothing about business and I had been a teacher for 10 years, I got into business as a way to work from home, to earn money from home so I could be home with my 2 little kids at the time and not have to return to work. I did not have any huge income goals or anything like that by any means. But that was the reason why I started my entrepreneurial journey. That was the beginning of it. Little bitty baby Kathy entrepreneur 10 years ago, not knowing what the heck I was even doing. But what I knew from the get-go, even before I started, when I was thinking about doing this idea of running this health and fitness business from home, was there's going to be no plan B. I literally said to everyone around me, this has to work. This is going to work. There is no plan B, because my priority and what's most important to me right now is doing whatever the heck I can so that I can be home, present, never missing any of the moments with my kids, because it goes so fast and I never wanted to miss those moments. That was my why. That was my reason. That was my purpose for getting into business. That was my drive for saying there's no plan B. And you know, I'm so glad that I had that mentality, because now look it, I have three little kids, ages 11, 10, and 4.5, and they're all in school full time now. So I'm so glad that I had that mentality. But what that kind of mentality will do for you, well, it won't give you an easy way out, because there's no plan B. Do you know what I'm saying? And I've talked to so many other entrepreneurs who have said the exact same thing. The ones who have seen fast success. You know, when people say to me, how the heck did you build a six-figure business in under a year while you were raising kids? Well, that was one of the reasons right there. There was no plan B. This was going to work. This had to work. This was going to work. And so it didn't matter that I was only doing this part-time hours. It didn't matter. I was all in. I was intentional. I was excited. I had energy around it. I had belief in myself like you couldn't even imagine. And I knew where I was going with this. And there was no backup plan, right? Even though I had that teaching degree, and of course you could say, oh, well, I mean, if this doesn't work out, just go back to your teaching job. In my mind, and what I told everybody was, that's not an option for me right now. Teaching as a backup plan, as a plan B, is not an option for me right now, because then I'm not going to be in alignment with what is most important to me in my life right now, which is being home with my kids. And so through the years, the entrepreneurs who I've worked with, who have seen this rapid growth, they have had the exact same mentality. Literally, every single one of them. I cannot think of one that said, oh, I mean, I got into business and I just figured if it didn't work out, I would just go back to my corporate 9-to-5 job. None of them, literally zero. Zero of them have ever said that to me. And I have met thousands of entrepreneurs over the last 10 years, extremely successful ones. And they all had the same mentality of, this is where I'm going. I'm going all in. I'm giving it 100% of my effort and energy. I'm not even going to keep a plan B on the option. I mean, I'm not even going to keep a plan B over here in case it doesn't work out. They didn't have that mentality. And so I want you to ask yourself that. Because I know sometimes, especially if you are someone who is currently working a full-time job right now and you're building a business on the side in addition to that full-time corporate job, it's very easy to just kind of keep what's comfortable on the back burner and keep your mind focused on that. Like, hey, you know what? It's okay. I mean, I'm going to try this out. I'm going to give it what I got. But if it doesn't work out, no big deal. I'll just go back to my teaching position. Or I'll just go back to the 9-to-5, or I'll just contact this person because, you know, I have good connections with them and I'll be able to get in and get a job, no problem, right? When you do that, you're signaling your brain to pay attention to something that you don't even want. And you're always going to get what you give your most attention to. And so just by flipping that script, I'm challenging you to treat your business like there is no plan B. Even if you are working a full-time job right now, even if you are someone who might be stuck in a rut right now in your business, or you're someone who's struggling to make income in your business, I want you to really sit there and just imagine that there is no plan B. This is it. There's just plan A, and this is your business, and this has to work. And I want you to start to talk like that and think like that with that kind of mentality. All right? So when you sit down to work, and you do your business and it's every single day, this is my business. This is the only option. This business is going to work for me. It's already working for me. I'm going to end 2024 at that 6 or 7 figure or whatever income mark you want. I'm giving this business all I got. I'm giving it my undivided attention. When you are in business, you have to put all your eggs in one basket. You have to do whatever you can to grow it. It's like your baby. It's not going to flourish without you showing up, treating it with 100% of your effort and your ability, backed with confidence, backed with belief, backed with inspired action. All of that breeds momentum and gives you more confidence in your business. And this is how you actually build confidence. This is the last piece of this episode here, because I hear a lot of people say, but how can I talk to myself this way and say that, oh, you know, I already am like a 6 or 7 figure entrepreneur, even though I'm not? Or how can I say I am a great leader and I attract abundance when I'm in debt? Or how can I do this? This doesn't make any sense to me. I just can't like fake it. But you're not faking it, but you have to be it first if you want to become it. You can't sit around and wait for that moment, that amount of income, that rank, whatever it is that you're going for, to happen for you to say, oh, now I'm ready. Now I have the confidence. Now I can really create that 6-figure or 7-figure business. Now I can quit my full-time job and do this full-time as my full-time income. You have to be it first and live into it first if you want to become it. And confidence is something that is built by you taking action. This is where people go wrong. People think confidence comes as a result of accolades and income and your peer group and whatever. No, confidence is built by you taking inspired action, the next best step in your business every single day, even when you might not be that confident. It's taking that action step, taking that little baby step that's going to give you the confidence that you need to build that business to the level that you want to build it to. So just to recap here, 3 tips to help you go all in on your business so that you can build that 6 or 7 figure business this year in 2024. It is not too late. It is not too late. Step one, watch your language when you're talking to yourself. There's no wishy-washy words. It's, this business is working for me. I'm attracting abundance. I am building a 6 or 7 figure business. And that is it, right? There is no wishy-washy words there with it. Step two is treat this like you have no plan B. Your business is the only option. Your family depends on it. You need this. Everyone you love and care about needs this. The people that you're impacting need this. And this has to work. One way or another, you are going to find a way to make this business work and bring it to the level that you want to bring it to. And number three is confidence will come as a byproduct of you taking action every single day. Don't sit around and wait and hope it's going to come and think, hey, maybe if I just do this for like a year, then I'll be more confident to do this or that or the other thing. The confidence begins on day one with that first baby step of action that you take. So I hope that you enjoyed today's episode of Do Life Big. You know I love you. I think you're awesome. And I will see you the next time. Bye. Thanks so much for listening in. I really appreciate you choosing to spend your time here with me today. You totally rock. Hey, listen, if you love today's episode, go ahead and tag me on social and go share this with a friend right now. Like, do it immediately before the day gets ahead of you and you totally forget. Couldn't be more pumped to be on this journey with you guys. Go make today awesome, and I will see you the next time.